I went shopping with my friend this week. I said, I need to go to Jo Malone. He replied, what, does she work here?
Oh, wow.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we say goodbye to 2017. We're taking a look back at some of the biggest news stories, the most searched Google topics of 2017, casting our eyes on everything, and let us know what we thought of 2017 as a year in our personal lives.
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. This is episode 71, and if you've never heard our voices before, you've basically got between 20 and 30 minutes of 60, 70 other episodes basically to choose from of our voices.
Yeah, you should go for it and start from the beginning.
All the way back from the beginning. In fact,
it has been the Christmas holidays, so you've got a lot of time.
Or, if you're listening to this in summer right now, use 3 months of the summer and listen to us. Whatever season you're in right now. Just listen to Luke and Lucy FM. Search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. Go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me is I own a grand total of 6 Christmas jumpers.
Do you?
Yes.
6?
So I've got 2 of the same sort of style company Christmas jumpers. I've got 2 PlayStation jumpers. I've got
PlayStation jumpers.
I've got a Christmas pudding jumper and a just kind of like a bit of a cheap tinsely sort of jumper.
Wow. You're not a Christmas fan, are you?
Well, not really, but I don't know. I just seem to like a Christmas jumper. I've worn them once. So realistically, I could have just saved the maybe £100 I spent over 6 jumpers and just worn the same one 6 times.
This is true. I don't think I've ever purchased a Christmas jumper.
Really?
Like the Christmas jumpers I've got, I've either got from ex-boyfriends, stolen them off them, or my friends, they've just given them me. So.
Brilliant. Right, well, that's a good motto. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
True fact about me, I guess this Christmas I didn't actually like go out and buy physically myself one Christmas present for anyone.
What have you
really
done then?
Bad that, isn't it?
So what have you done?
So I've like just chucked in with like all my siblings.
Contributed, brilliant, genius.
Contributed and other people have shopped for me.
Isn't that the best way to do it?
Honestly, the best.
You've had the easier Christmas ever.
Such a stress-free Christmas.
Stress-free Christmas, that's the way to go. But the thing is though, let's look at 2017 as a whole. What a year, Lucy. What a year.
It's been very turbulent.
I mean, are you talking professionally in the world or personally in your own personal life?
Both.
Let's talk about your personal life, Lucy.
Let's not talk about your personal life.
Why is it?
It doesn't compare to last year, though, does it? Like, so much happened in 2016.
So many people died in 2016.
And Donald Trump.
Well,
and
just
everything.
To interject, I mean,
I feel like nothing's happened this year.
We did this episode, the same sort of episode this time last year. So please do check out the one where we say goodbye to 2016. We give our thoughts on, well, basically, Euros, President Trump, and various other things. This year, I mean, if we cast our mind back to January of this year, President Trump was inaugurated as President of the United States, and he has, at the time of listening to this, still survived a year of being President of the United States.
Not done too badly, has he?
To be honest, nobody thought he'd last this long.
Didn't think he'd last a minute. Who thought he'd even be president?
Well, exactly.
I remember watching Home Alone over Christmas and saw, you know, he's in Home
cameos
Alone.
In Home Alone
on the
too.
Second.
Yeah.
It's like, how is that guy president now?
I mean, this is a guy who, I mean, well, let's not go into great detail about President Trump. I'm sure it's been talked about on countless other podcasts. By the way, you shouldn't listen to any other podcast. And, you know, it is fascinating. His reign, I watched a documentary on him on Channel 4 recently and basically it kind of talked about the fact that this is a guy who's been declared bankrupt previously, was so in debt that actually, the banks had to back him because they couldn't get any money back.
He's obviously really clever, though, because now he's multimillionaire.
Well, he's a billionaire and president of the United States.
How has he done that?
I mean, it is remarkable.
From being bankrupt.
I mean, you know what? I actually think, in a way, it gives inspiration.
It does. It gives me faith.
To people like you who say, don't know, no money, and then maybe one day you could become the Prime Minister of the UK.
You never know. Look at Theresa.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Madam President Lucy, Madam Prime Minister Lucy Hilton, that is
a... got a ring to it, hasn't it?
Would you put me in your cabinet?
I'll think about it.
Would I get a fluffy position?
If you were, your Christmas jumpers.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to wear my Christmas jumpers in the cabinet now, am I?
Why not?
Well, because it's not very professional and ministerial.
So, I'm the Prime Minister. Who said it's going to be professional?
Talking about your personal life, Lucy, why has it been turbulent this year?
Why do we have to talk about personal
because,
life?
You know, we need to talk about the world in general, but ultimately we need to talk about your world. And it is Luke and Lucy FM. People care about your personal life, sort of.
Well, half the year was great. The last half of the year has been terrible.
Why?
I did get dumped.
Oh, no.
Well, actually, to be fair, that in a way is quite good, isn't it?
Why?
Because I feel a lot happier now.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
So I'm looking forward to what the next year brings.
Absolutely. Very positive, very motivated.
On the other hand, you didn't get dumped.
I didn't. Well, actually, I mean, at the time of recording this, I can confirm I'm still in a relationship. Somehow, by some miracle, I'm still in a relationship. And, you know,
I think she's blind.
For me, I'm going blind. We're both basically blind.
And deaf.
For the biggest thing for me this year was passing my driving test. And as
yes.
we know, I won't go into great detail because we've talked about it quite a few times on the podcast. And of course, just search Luke and Lucy FM for the one word driven about driving. That explains what happened with my driving test, or should I say driving tests, plural. I'm very in total. You know what, on New Year's Eve this year, and actually
think about it, this time last year you could still not legally drive.
Still couldn't legally drive. I have had an absolute nightmare with the DVLA, who think that I'm a disabled driver due to a tax class issue. So I won't go into great detail of that, but basically I want to confirm with the DVLA listening, I'm not disabled. Just putting it out there.
Well, that is questionable.
I don't think I am, but I'm not legally disabled, at least anyway. I haven't got any blue badge. I just want to say, you know, at the time that we're recording this, obviously, I'm still in the UK. When it comes to New Year's Eve this year, I'll be in the Caribbean. I'll be in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, nice.
So, of course, if you're listening to this at any other point in the year, then who knows where I'll be.
Think of Luke in his trunks on a beach.
What an image.
In his Y-fronts.
I haven't got any Y-fronts. I've got some wonderful Speedos. Yes, turquoise Speedos.
I feel like you should get a picture and post it on our Luke and Lucy Twitter.
Maybe look out for that. And I just think, you know, I'll be raising a glass of very expensive champagne that I won't be paying for New Year's Eve. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? You know what, Luke? You've not done too badly this year.
You really haven't. You've been on about 10 holidays this year.
Yeah.
I've been on one.
I started the year in Dubai. I then went to Amsterdam in April. In August, I headed to Mallorca. Then I went to New York and Washington, and I end the year in the Caribbean and the Dominican Republic.
Wow. Well, you did turn 30, to be fair.
It's not the worst, is it?
No, it really isn't. I went on one holiday for 5 days and that's it.
And that was with your ex-boyfriend?
And that was with, yes, my ex-boyfriend.
Brilliant.
So.
I just think though, Lucy, you know, but isn't that expensive glass of champagne that I'm not paying for? And I'll think to myself, you know what, Luke? You've turned 30 this year. You're still alive. Your eyesight's not got that much worse.
Not
and
doing too shabbily.
And you can drive. Cheers to me.
Cheers.
In fact, actually, Lucy, you should be applauding me right now. Now I think about it. I've had a very inspiring year.
I feel like your 30th. Hopefully, when it's my 30th year, I will also have an inspiring year.
Year 30 when? 2018?
19.
What?
Sure is.
How old are you? No, you're 29.
I'm 28.
No, you're not.
28.
You're 29, you're 30 next year.
Shh.
Well, we'll cut that bit out then, shall we? Lucy, of course, you know, some of the biggest things that have happened this year have been Googled. So we've got a list of the most Googled things for this year.
Am I on there?
Let's go with number 10. What's the 10th most Googled thing this year?
Other than me,
appear on this top 10 list. Two words, sexual assault.
Wow. Okay.
So, what is it?
Harvey Weinstein.
Yes, correct. He comes in at number 10 for the most Googled things this year. I mean, less said about that, the better. Basically, floodgates have opened.
Floodgates?
He's opened the floodgates, hasn't he?
Oh, every Tom, Dick and Harry
has been sexually assaulted. Yeah. Do you have anything to confess, by the way, on this episode, Lucy?
No?
No? Okay, let's move on. Really good.
Rich, yeah. I might accuse you.
Well, I'm glad this is actually audio and is now going to be transcribed into annals of history. Lucy's just admitted she will do me for fake sexual assault.
That is a joke, by the way. There's not going to be any false sexual assault.
Oh, God, I'm glad. I'm going to cut that bit out where you say it's a joke. What's the ninth most Google thing for in 2017?
Okay, so no sexual assault, terrorism.
Terrorism doesn't come up, actually, surprisingly, Lucy. Eurovision, so similar.
Eurovision?
Comes up.
Do people still watch that?
Oh, yes, and it's the ninth most Google thing in 2017.
Really?
Well, maybe people are Googling, are we
is
still
in
Eurovision?
Just in the UK?
No, this is worldwide.
Eurovision worldwide is the ninth most Google thing.
People want to know what Eurovision is. They want to know if the UK can even still be in Eurovision now that Brexit's happening.
Did we even get anywhere this year?
I think we did better than last year, but we didn't come anywhere good, really.
Mm. When was the last time we won? Was it when ABBA was doing it?
It was about 1970, the last time we won Eurovision. By the way, we did do an episode on Eurovision, so do check that out. Just search Luke and Lucy FM. Eighth most Google thing for this year, clue, boxing.
Amir Khan?
No. McGregor versus Mayweather. No.
Oh, okay.
I remember
McGregor lost, right?
I remember vividly being in a gin bar in Preston.
Obviously remembering the gin.
I watched it and I kind of got into it. I was like, oh yeah, come on. Yeah, that sort of thing. Is that
not? That's the most laddie you'll ever get.
That is the most laddie I'll ever get.
Right, this is no surprise, but the seventh most talked about thing on Google has been Brexit.
Well, that is definitely no surprise at all. I imagine most people are Googling, what the hell is Brexit? When are we leaving? What does the word Brexit stand for? It sounds like some god-awful cereal.
We're actually leaving now, aren't we?
Well, are we leaving? Are we not leaving?
I don't understand. What is it's just going to be very expensive.
What is Europe? I'm not sure. I have no idea.
Luke's never been to school.
If you're listening to this now and you're in Europe, then thanks for being with us through this difficult time or not with us. And if you listen to this now outside of Europe, then we want you to know that we're a completely independent country now and we don't need the European Union. Just saying.
I think we do still.
Let's not get into a political debate, Lucy.
Let's
I think
not.
That would be really fun. Maybe we'll do a politics episode in 2018. That'd be quite fun, I think. Okay, Lucy, what is the sixth most Googled thing in 2017?
Oh, Harry and Meghan getting engaged,
that
maybe.
That is not correct. Hurricane Irma, which, of course, destroyed most of Texas. It destroyed the Caribbean, actually, ironically, where I'm going to be now. Original hotel has got scaffolding happening because of Hurricane Irma.
Are you staying there?
No, obviously, I'm not staying in a hotel that has got scaffolding all over it.
Well, you never know. It might still be usable.
That would ruin the view of the tranquil ocean. And I don't want to be waking up to cranes at 6 a.m. every day.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying I don't. You're not paying whatever it is, $2,000 for that, am I? Right. Hurricane Irma. And now number five is something that I think is the most pointless thing on the planet. I've got one. I've played with it for about 40 seconds since I got one. Number five is not what you're thinking, Lucy. Number five is a fidget spinner.
I don't even know what that is. Should
really?
I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just it's your thing. It's like a plastic thing that twirls around. You can hold it and play about with it.
There's basically been some weird like gadgets come out that people get obsessed with.
2017's been a year for strange gadgets, I think. Not the gadgets you've obviously bought.
Fifth gadget. I know which one you mean now.
Oh, good. You know what a fidget spinner is.
It was like early 2017, that
Yes, early 2017 and a fidget spinner.
I couldn't do it.
As I said, well, it's not that you couldn't do it, Lucy. You couldn't spin a fidget spinner.
No, it was really difficult.
You could literally train a chimp to spin a fidget spinner.
Well, I tried it once and I couldn't do it. So.
That's Lucy all over, giving up after the first attempt. The fourth most Googled thing this year is actually a TV show on Netflix.
I don't watch Netflix.
You know what, Lucy? What exactly have you done this year?
Honestly, I feel like I'm still living in caveman era.
You got dumped, and that's about it. That sums 2017 up for you.
Honestly, I don't even know what I've done. It's weird.
Yeah,
I feel like I've been asleep for half of it.
That's probably true. Number four was 13 Reasons Why, which is a Netflix TV series.
Okay, never heard of it.
We're getting very excited now. We're into the top three most Google things this year.
I think Harry and Meghan will be in that top three.
Incorrect.
They've got to be.
People are not Googling Harry and Meghan because frankly, nobody cares. Ireland versus Denmark.
Why?
People were Googling maybe where Ireland and Denmark are. They're not the same country. Maybe people were Googling that. Mm. The second most Google thing this year.
You.
Oh, please. The President of the United States, Donald Trump, comes in as the second most Google thing this year and the first most Googled thing this year, Lucy. Hurricane Ophelia, which of course comes before Hurricane
People
Irma.
People are very interested in hurricanes.
Well, I think the more interesting is that they're probably Googling, is Hurricane Ophelia going to hit my house? Where is Hurricane Ophelia right now? That's probably,
this is true.
I imagine, what they're Googling.
My brother has this weird obsession, though, with natural disasters. So I think it's people like him that.
But there's
Google
no natural disasters in the UK. That's what I don't get.
I know there's not.
And this is worldwide.
He's obsessed with worldwide.
Well, he wants to go
disasters.
And live in America then. Was a natural, different natural disaster every day.
Honestly, when the tsunami happened, you did not hear the end of it from him.
Maybe. You know, there's been some huge sporting events this year, Lucy. Did any of them come to mind over the McGregor and Mayweather for you?
Nope. World Cup's not been on.
Did you watch Tour de France?
Nope.
Did you watch the RBS Six Nations, whatever that means? I'm just reading off a sheet here.
Nope.
I assume that means rugby, to be honest, but I'm not sure.
I think it's rugby.
Yeah? Mm. Any major... Have you watched anything this year that think that was quite good?
I watched I'm a Celeb.
You watched?
I'm a Celeb and Love Island.
Okay, well, so you watch crappy reality shows
yep.
than any actual significant events, to be honest. Yep. Oh, okay. Lucy, some of the most Googled movies this year now. Have you been to the cinema at any point this year?
I did. Yes, I have. I've been a few times. Well, a couple of times. I don't go that often. But I've not watched any amazing movies.
Okay, well, I can tell you the most Googled movie this year was Dunkirk, which I've watched and it was excellent.
Still not watched that.
Followed by It. And coming in third was Beauty and the Beast. It was the most Googled film, third most Googled film this year.
I really wanted to watch that and no one would come with me.
Oh, couldn't you have just gone on your own?
I don't want to.
Well, cinema's a very solo experience, in my opinion.
This is true, to be fair. It's not that you talk to anyone there, is it?
No, here's something that I think, obviously you live in your flat on your own, Lucy, and I think this is you. What's the most Googled recipe this year? I assume you can make it. It's very simple.
Oh, okay.
It's that simple. People are Googling the recipe.
Spaghetti carbonara.
Close. Spaghetti bolognese.
Ooh.
Can you make a good spag bol?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think I can, actually.
I think I'd like to try your spag bol.
Yeah. I'd be pretty good at making this spag bol. I learned it when I was at food tech in high school.
Coming in number six, by the way, just thought interesting that, is banana bread recipe. That's the sweetest recipe on that list. And fish pie comes in at 10th. Really?
Yeah, I do love fish pie.
The most Googled question this year is, what is a hurricane?
Oh, my word. Are you kidding?
Followed by, what is Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin, to be fair, I've only recently learned about Bitcoin. It's quite interesting.
My God, the fifth most Googled question is, what is a teleporter? Well, they don't exist.
They don't actually exist,
no.
Do they?
So maybe people are Googling whether or not they actually exist.
Do you know what, though, for me, the highlight of 2017 actually has to be, it happened this year, didn't it?
Yeah.
That guy who was doing that really serious news report on
Sky News, yeah.
And his little kid come running in.
Bashing through the door.
Yeah.
If you don't know what we're...
And then the toddler came in afterwards and the little chair.
And then the nanny comes scrambling in to drag him out.
I think it was his wife, actually.
Oh, well, regardless. But if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a really funny clip. And
You need to Google that.
You need to Google
it. If that's not in the top 10.
I'm very surprised, to be honest.
It made my entire year.
I'm very surprised. Do you think there's been any figures in the public eye, aside from the president, that have had a really good 2017?
Harry and Meghan.
Are you pleased for Harry and Meghan? They're going to get married in 2018. I mean, she's a very flexible American.
She's beautiful, but she's really care that much.
No, I'm not bothered. We don't get a bank holiday, so that's all I care about.
If
we don't get a day off.
If you give us a day off, then you know what? I'd be really happy for you, but otherwise...
Do you think he's punching with her above his weight out of the league?
Yeah. But he is the Prince of England.
Exactly, yeah.
So
that's, it doesn't
probably
really matter.
Not you when he balances out.
You could look like Shrek and still get somebody like Meghan Markle.
Do you know what, though? Yeah, that's true, if you're the Prince of England. Yeah. Like, do you know what? I was thinking about this, because I always used to reckon, like, oh, Prince Harry's my dream guy. Like, oh, Prince Harry, I would love to marry him, blah, blah, blah. But then if you look at him, really, if he was just, like, Tom from down the road. Yeah. I don't think you'd look at him twice.
Hi, Tom from down the road, by the way. If you're listening, please leave us an iTunes
Tom.
Review. You know what? That's the thing, though. He's representing for gingers. You know what?
He is.
He's doing
this
his bit.
True.
He's giving hope to people with strawberry blonde hair. I will say that.
My nephew's got strawberry blonde hair.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with ginger people. In fact, actually, we encourage gingers on Luke and Lucy FM. If you're ginger right now, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Speaking of gingers, the most Googled ginger artist this year.
Ed Sheeran.
And I'm not...
Do you reckon he'll sing at Harry and Meghan's wedding?
You know what? Possibly. You know, gingers, maybe they got a little fan club or something together.
Get
ginger.
Beyonce there
yeah.
as well.
Beyonce's not ginger.
Yeah, but she sings that song with Ed,
yeah,
doesn't she?
Maybe. Maybe, I know, but I don't think Beyonce is going to... Maybe,
she
I don't know.
She could dye her.
Yeah, that would look ridiculous. Lucy, if you had to sum 2017 up, okay, two opportunities. Sum it up in the world, what would you give the answer to the world? What's the one word you would sum 2017 globally? Events that have happened, news, tragedies. What's the one word you'd
average.
Use? Wow, so you're summing up 2017... globally as average.
I just don't, like, nothing sticks out for me massively this year.
Not enough people have died, basically, have they? Not enough celebrities have dropped dead.
Last year was more exciting for me.
Yeah, 2016 was your year, was it?
Yeah.
Well, you was in a relationship then, you were happier and you ended the year.
Well, no, this is worldwide, not me.
Okay, right.
Still very happy.
So I would say, summing up the world, I would say it would be shocking is the word I would use.
Why?
Because there's been allegations come out about every Tom, Dick and... Hi, Tom, by the way, if you're listening. Tom, Dick and Harry come out this year about, you know, people that you're surprised at. Kevin Spacey, for example.
Oh, Kevin.
So disappointed about Netting the House of Cards. He screwed us all with that. Well, I mean, anybody with a surname Weinstein, I mean, let's be honest.
How about you personally? How would you sum up your year? You've had a great year.
Successful.
You know, that's
literally the word I'd use. Successful. That, you know, that moment, that sheer moment this year when I passed my driving test, I looked into the eyes of the SCOS examiner and I looked into him and I said, Tony, that wasn't his name. I said,
Big T,
you don't know what this means to me and my family.
You've not got a family.
And, do you know something I don't? And, and I just think, you know, at that point then, I really thought, you know what, Luke, you've triumphed. And that is the word I'm using for 2017.
You've peaked.
I've peaked. That's actually probably dry. I'm 30 now.
It's a good year though, 30. Don't knock
it. Well, you'll find out next year.
30's the new 20.
Lucy, one word to sum up personally, 2017 for you.
Weird.
Weird.
Weird year.
Not disastrous.
No,
lonely,
not disaster.
Sad,
no.
Unhappy.
Absolutely not.
Okay, just say.
Just weird.
Just testing. Wherever you were right now, we want to say a big thank you to every single person who's popped us in their ears for every episode we've done in 2017. You've been amazing.
You really have.
We've absolutely loved it. And please don't end the year alone. End the year with us in your ears. If you're sat on New Year's Eve and Big Ben's bonging,
Bonging?
I don't know if your bong is broken.
Banging,
whatever.
He's not working,
if he's doing that and you're lonely, don't be. Put an episode on of Luke and Lucy FM.
We are always with you.
We'll be there for you. When nobody else will.
We hope you've had a fantastic year.
On that note, Happy New Year, season's greetings, and we will see you in the year that is to come following this year.
2018 is going to be the one.
No, it's not.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.